Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard.
First thing I wanted to talk about is the law enforcement center, and last time we had you on the program, you said you were about 4 to 6 weeks out from officially moving in. Well, that was about 4 to 6 weeks ago. Can you give me an update on where the project is and where you're at now?
Well, we're coming to the finish line on it. I mean, it's the administration side's pretty close to being done. There's some minor things that need to be touched up, and we still need to do our punch lists. And I moved in officially yesterday on the admin side. I'm going to stay out here and just kind of be here for the vendors so I can do the punch lists and all that kind of stuff. Planning on moving the administration and the patrol division and the civil division out here on August 3rd. And then the jail still has a few issues that need to be dealt with. So we have I'm unable to give you a date when we'll be officially out here for good, but with the jail side. But the admin side, people that need to come see us for gun permits and sex offenders that need to come and register and those things, they're going to need to start coming out here after August 3rd.
And now, can you kind of walk me through what the last couple of weeks have been like behind the scenes and all the work just to get as far as you guys are?
Well, there's a handful of vendors out here that, it's just all the small stuff. And, boy, they're just going, it seems like they're just going room to room and just finishing those tedious things that are left. And then we're finding, I guess it's common for every big project like this, but finding other small things that need to be addressed and making a list and making sure they get dealt with before everybody leaves. So that's really my purpose out here for these last 2 weeks is to inspect every inch of this place to make sure that we've got it all done.
And now I'm sure this has been in the plans for quite some time now, and I'm not too sure if a global health crisis was a part of the planning with COVID-19 being a threat to prisoners a lot of the country. Can you educate me on how that's shaped the last couple of weeks of planning?
The last few months have been stressful on everybody, trying to figure out if we're dealing with it properly and those things. And so we've went to, like most businesses, our staff that works in the jail, they have to wear masks 100% of the time. They're cleaning constantly. There's no downtime. They're supposed to be cleaning everything, wiping things down. Inmates are cleaning stuff constantly. We have had a few of our jail employees test positive for COVID, so we had to go through the process of them being quarantined at home and those things, kind of have a shortage of personnel when you do that and stuff. But we've been fortunate so far that we haven't had any inmates. We have people that come in and claim they have it and stuff, but we haven't had anybody that has tested positive as far as the inmate side of things. So whether they had it prior to coming in or those things. So, I don't know what they've done before they got here after they left, but we haven't had anything in the jail so far as the inmates are. So
July is Vehicle Theft Safety Month. Can you kind of give our listeners a bit of insight on how to keep their vehicles safe while they're parking their cars and going out and about?
It's not like when I first got into law enforcement where, people could, hotwire cars. I mean, they're just looking for cars that are easy accessible. They're looking for cars that have the keys in them, and we get, most of the time the cars that we deal with that are stolen have the keys left in the ignition. So it's as simple as taking care of your own stuff, taking care of, reminding your kids that are driving and stuff to take the keys out, take them with them. It's kind of common sense type stuff like that. I mean, I know a lot of the people use, we got a lot of farm implement out there and stuff, our farm trucks, those type of things. They leave them out there, leave the keys in them. Might be the only set of keys they have. And those things tend to get taken and stuff occasionally. So, you know, I guess if the one thing I could tell you, you know, is take the keys out and figure out a better way for that. So.
And now one final thing I wanted to get your thoughts on, and again, probably more so for my curiosity than anything, what have you guys seen as far as reckless driving complaints over the last couple of months? Certainly a weird time, a lot of people not out on the roads. Does that open up the roads for reckless drivers, or have you seen anything different compared to years past in that regard?
Well, yeah, definitely. Since the COVID thing started and people are under this, you know, a lot of people are under the impression that law enforcement's not going to enforce laws. The chases, the high-speed chases are up. The reckless driving thing way up. I guess I don't have numbers as far as calls for service and those type of things, but I do know that I participate in a conference call quite frequently, and everybody's seeing a spike in chases. People, you know, thinking that law enforcement's not going to chase them and that they can get away with, you know, running 100 mile an hour on the interstate. So State Patrol has some interesting statistics on the amount of citations they've written on the interstate at over 100 mile an hour. And I don't remember the percentage of increase, but it was a lot. So, and I think all law enforcement seeing that, those of us that have interstates and main highways going through, so.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard about the new law enforcement center and other safe driving tips. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.